My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm not kidding. After all these years,
I do it all the time.
Okay. This is terrible to say. I just didn't think it worked.
What?
I didn't think it worked. I've never done that.
No.
I've never had that technology. I've never done the Alexa thing.
I cannot tell you how many times. It's like 2:30 in the afternoon. I go up and get my second shower of the day, and I go, Alexa, play 92.3 The Fan. Playing 92.3 The Fan on Odyssey. And then it goes, and you're espousing the opinions, Dustin.
So here's the thing, Kenny. I was so excited.
The idea, Dustin, that you would.
I bought a tablet. To get ready for the college football season so I can have live stats.
I love you, Nick. Welcome
to 2024. And, you know, we're not on the same games as Dustin. Dustin has, like, a whole team of stats people. When I am doing these games, I actually have to keep track of myself.
Well, why don't you just make...
Welcome to the Mid-American Conference. So, and they added a member this year. You excited about UMass?
Hell yeah,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go anyway.
Are they playing their game still at Gillette Stadium?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, never mind. Well, anyway. I guess I'm not excited about you. I don't got to go there, so to hell with it. You go right on ahead.
I did the Alexa thing, and I told him to play 923 The Fan.
Yeah.
And I had Sarah in the room, and she goes, can you turn that off?
No.
It came on.
She's the worst.
It came on immediately.
God.
Well, she said it was sensory overload because the kids were screaming and yelling.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Liz does that, too. All right. If my wife does it, then I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, I'd love telling Alexa to play 92.
I've only done it since Tuesday. It has not responded.
Yeah, it stopped working pretty
quickly. There's times where I get home from football practice, and I take my third shower of the day because it's so muggy out.
Number
it's been
three.
That way for 2 weeks.
You put your arms
say,
up in the air.
Alexa, play 92.3 The Fan, and Alexa goes, play 92.3 The Fan from Odyssey. Wham, bam, thank you, man. Thanks for flying United. I don't have any Amy Lawrence impressions, so I can't do that.
Station.
Okay. 9 o'clock, Nathan Zagura going to join us on the show.
Could you do Zach Gelb, can you please?
I was on with him yesterday.
I know. Did you Zoom? Did you get video?
No. He started screaming at me about the stadium.
Oh, we got to play this. We got to play it. Track it down.
He said I was not a real Dog Pound guy. I wasn't a real Browns fan. And I go, I thought for a second he grew up as a Giants fan. Because his dad, Bob Gelb, is one of the great producers in radio history. And that's not, I'm not saying he's a Nepo baby or anything like that. I like Zach. That sounded terrible.
When you have to follow it up with that.
Because
I
said
Zach's
a radio host and his dad was a producer of one of the greatest shows ever.
You know, I'm one of the biggest Nepo babies in the history of basketball.
It sounds that way. It sounds that way. So Zach, I'm on Zach's show and he starts screaming at me about the stadium. And he goes, do you like the stadium? You're going to break my heart. And I go, yeah, I like the Dome Stadium. And he starts saying that I've sold out. I'm not a real Browns fan. I'm not a real Dog Pound guy. I go, Zach, I go, I thought he was a Giants fan. He's a Patriots fan. I go, so you're going to stop being a Pats fan if Jonathan Kraft, or excuse me, when Jonathan Kraft builds a new stadium in your lifetime, and when it has a roof on it, which it absolutely will. This is just the beginning, guys. I have a feeling that with the exception of Green Bay and Cincinnati, if they have it, we're all going to be playing indoors. They're all going to be playing indoors.
Positive about that? Because I would have never thought Soldier Field would have a dome either, or the Bears would play in a dome stadium. But
yeah, well, you never thought they'd put a giant toilet in the middle of Soldier Field, and then that's where they would play for a while, and then they'd get sick of that, and then they'd go play in a dome. Yeah.
Right. Well, Buffalo is kind of one of those teams that just doesn't seem like they're on that path, but everybody else, I think you're right.
Because I think it will become a... Again, we start using big words because we want to placate everybody. A multifaceted event center that is able to service people not just during football season, but through all 365. Yeah, we all do it. Everything's there. People are saying I changed your channel on their Alexas. I'm sorry. So, anywho, if you have any sort of infrastructure whatsoever, which was the big argument about Cleveland, right? Midwest City. If you have any sort of infrastructure whatsoever and your populace will go for it, I got a feeling that out of 32 teams, I would imagine 27 will probably play indoors at some point. I really do. I think Buffalo's not going to play indoors. They play in Orchard Park. It's just not going
to
happen
there. Did they not have the money to figure it out? Both with I know Pagula was a big fracking billionaire, but he doesn't have the money that...
I mean, they probably could, but again, they if you build... What they're trying to do with this, and I know that this is way off the topic of what we wanted to get to, because I wanted to get to Deshaun and Jameis. I'm going to get these calls here in a second. I'll just get this one off my chest with you here. It's not just that they're building that possible indoor stadium with the Browns out of nowhere, with nothing else. They are doing what they can to build everything else around it because you're creating basically an economy in its own right over 176 acres is what you're doing. And so that's what Cleveland wants to do. Kansas City, Kansas is going to want to do the same exact thing. They've all seen this from the Braves as example of what they did where it's like, hey, it's this great big area of European walkable areas of cities, and it's not just going to see the Braves. You're going to shop. You're going there for Christmas. You're going there for all these other things. And that's what the Browns are going to do. That's what, honestly, if the Patriots would have been 10, 15 years later, I think the Patriots would be playing indoors. Yes, they already play on non-natural grass.
And the league is clearly pushing.
Yeah. So there will be, like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, they rule that stadium with an iron fist. I will probably be damned if Pittsburgh plays indoors at any point. They rule that stadium like crazy. They have everybody play on that stadium. The Steelers have to go through hell and high water and many hoops just to get a signage done there.
But I'll tell you, though, once these AFC North teams come to Cleveland in that dome, their politicians, their teams, their fan bases, because they're going to come here, they're not going to love the fact that Cleveland's experience is going to be world-class while theirs is very, very 1970s.
At some point, by the time... And I'm not saying like in the next 10 years, because some of these stadiums are just built, right? Like MetLife Stadium, I would imagine at some point MetLife Stadium, they'll experiment with some sort of roof over that or something like that for those two teams. I think that if Cincinnati... You know, if the daughter of Mike Brown, her name escapes me, if they get her their way, maybe they'll see what Cleveland's doing. Because right now, if you look at that stadium, and again, it's only a rendering here, and there's a lot of hoops that they have to jump through, that stadium makes Paycor Stadium look like an old tool shed. So they're going to probably want something different. You see what Tennessee's building. Indianapolis has something beautiful. Houston Stadium is nice.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You go right down the list. I think that majority of the teams, I would probably say, venture to say that at some point by the time Izzy starts to go to college, there will probably be about 20-plus teams that are playing indoors. 216-474-0092. And whether you think that that's disgusting in your mind, maybe you do. I'm not sure. Aesthetically, maybe I won't find it pleasing. I mean, we did go through the 60s and 70s with cookie cutter stadiums, and that's something I would also like to avoid as well. All right, coming up at 9, Nathan Zagura. I want to get to these phones here in a second about Deshaun and whether or not he should play in front of fans during the preseason. Because he'll get reps next week against Minnesota in the live practices that he'll still be wearing a red jersey. Because 10 out of 11 people are going to be live. Quarterbacks are not going to be live.
And by the way, those are very competitive.
They are.
And the coaches do learn, I think, so much more about the starters in those joint practices than they do in these other games.
Yeah, it's your chance to kind of line up and show who you are as men. Like, they do take that person. That's why fights break out of these sort of things, because, you know, you are trying to show off in front of your coaches and trying to show off that you are a manlier man than the other man. Those will be competitive, but it's still not live reps where, yeah, something bad can happen. Guys can only always roll into you or anything like that, but that's not expected. We're football in the game. Like, we're tackling on the ground here. They're going to put Jameis Winston out there tomorrow, and people are going to be going after him trying to sack him. Which brings me to a Jameis Winston point that the Marble Mouth of Crawford County sent, and he brought it up yesterday, and I do think it's important, that I do think it's important to see Jameis Winston play pretty well over this preseason. Because I don't think anybody is sitting there. We used to just take it for granted that a quarterback would play 16 games. How many games do you expect Deshaun Watson to play this year? Do you expect him to play all 17?
No.
And it's not just Deshaun, by the way. Do you expect Joe Burrow? Do you expect Lamar? Do you expect down the line? Do you expect all these guys to play all 17 games?
Yeah, I mean, if the over-under on Deshaun Watson was like 15 games, I'd probably take the under. But that obviously the key is, when are those injuries?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of quarterbacks are now missing time. A lot of guys are banged up. That's not the end of the world. Obviously, you don't want what happened last year, where you're not only banged up, but then you're done for the year.
If we had some sort of bad news again, like, I don't want any bad news like we had that Wednesday after the Ravens game, where I was basically numb about Deshaun Watson being out for the season. Mm-hmm. I thought Kevin was going to get fired. I thought Andrew Berry was going to get fired. I could see it all that morning. I was terrified. Because Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I had seen him once, and I thought that he was a fish out of water. He did his best, and he did do his best during the season as well. But you were not in a position where you could compete with him as a backup overall. Joe Flacco came in and put you in a position where you could compete. Jameis Winston, I think, could come in and put you in a position where you could compete. Turnover, schmurnovers, I don't care about that. I know that Joe turned the ball over a lot. So I know he had the 33-31 season or 33-32 season Jameis did one year, which probably deserves its own 30 for 30, as you said. But Jameis, if he goes out there and he plays well, it's like, all right, in case we have to break the glass on him and we have to do it for two or three games, I'm going to be feeling pretty positive with Jameis after the preseason if he goes out and plays pretty well. I feel pretty positive about him right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been an incredibly entertaining player that is going to take chances in a lot of the same ways Joe Flacco did. I mean, Joe Flacco, the reason that some of those throws were so incredible last year is because he doesn't really care. If it gets picked off, it gets picked off. I'm not really supposed to be here anyway. And, you know, it just so happened that he had a great string of amazing throws that have been the best throws you had seen by a Browns quarterback really in years. Eventually, you saw what happened in the playoff game, which, by the way, if Jameis was in a playoff game, I'd kind of expect the same thing. But you do like, obviously, the arm talent of Jameis is there. He's been in this league a long time. You're not really going to throw things at him he hasn't seen before, but he does gamble. You know, he takes chances.
There's not a real pedigree to what a starting quarterback is anymore. We used to have it that way. I don't think that there's a pedigree to a backup. Before, I'd like to say that a backup quarterback was your classic drop back. Hey, let's not turn the ball over here. Let's live to see first down. Let's move the ball, and maybe we're not going for it on fourth down anymore. Maybe we're kicking field goals and at least making, not scores, but possession games different. Maybe it's two possessions possibly instead of just one, that type of thing. Now, I mean, you got Gardner Minshew. He plays with his head on fire, and he's going for the gusto every single time. Joe Flacco, we saw what he did where he just threw caution to the wind, and it was a lot of fun. I think Jameis could be the same way, but I'm seeing a lot of good coaching jobs where you're going to have to make that happen because you can't just give up on a season if you lose a quarterback halfway through. You're going to get fired. The players cost too much. The stakes are too high. You can't do the old, we don't practice without Peyton Manning because we don't practice bleep. You can't do that
anymore. Although, we do finally have a first-round draft pick. You know, we would laugh. Last year, we're like, well, what are we going to do, tank? Once Deshaun Watson went down, that makes no sense. You don't have a first-round pick.
Yeah, 216-474-0092.
Not that I think they would, obviously.
Obviously, but Dan in Amherst, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Dan.
How you doing?
We're doing well, Dan. Go right on ahead, bud.
Hey, Deshaun should start the last two preseason games, because we have to ride that horse and figure out what he can do.
Would the last one in Seattle be okay to you? Because I think that the joint practices are going to be enough for them. I don't think you're going to see either starting quarterback from Minnesota or Cleveland next Saturday.
No, because he flinches too much at the start of a game.
Wow. Lima, so your thoughts?
I mean, we've seen it. We've seen him have his struggles early on. I thought he rebounded nicely in the Tennessee game last year after he took a huge hit. It was getting off to a really ugly start on the first few series.
Dan, would you be willing to take the Browns' word for it? Because, like, if they have Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy not playing in that game, it probably would be Sam Darnold. Would you take the Vikings' word for it on their quarterback and take the Browns' word for it on theirs? Or no?
I lived through 1-31.
I did, too.
No.
All right, Dan, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I want to jump back into this coming up in a moment. However, Lima, you gave her your word. It's up next in Fix My Life on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.